This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Question for you, each and every member of the finest radio audience on planet Earth. Well, what's on your mind, family? Have you ever wanted something, it didn't happen, and then you look back and say, I should have done more. I wish I'd done a little bit more. Maybe if I'd made that call, maybe if I'd have talked to somebody, maybe if I would have done whatever, right? In other words, if you're going to seek something, make sure you just lay it all out there. Put it all out there, and then if you don't get it, you really did all you can do. You don't want to lose on a particular point and then look back and say, I could have done more. Well, as we kick off yet another What's on Your Mind program, I'm Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Good morning.
Hello. Todd. Yes.
Morning,
Manny's
Scott,
on the
you?
Phones. Pardon me?
I said, good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you very much. Yes. And Manny's on the phone, so he'll be taking your calls when you give us a jingle. Good morning to you, Manny. Nice to have you alongside, as always.
Good morning.
And Dustin in for Rev today, producing as well. So big deal. We got the whole crew here. So I don't remember the exact date, but there was a point in 2009 in which I said, North Dakotans don't like Obamacare very much. And it isn't a case of, I hope that doesn't happen. It was, I hate it. I don't like it. It would be terrible. It would be awful. And as usual, North Dakotans are pretty smart. I was in a fire hall, Castleton, North Dakota, Byron Dorgan, then a U.S. Senator, 2009, was defending line-by-line Obamacare, and line-by-line you, wonderful North Dakotans, were saying, not so fast, not true, nope, that's not right. You've got it wrong. It was unbelievable. It was really the birth of the Tea Party movement. Obamacare was. But I remember at that moment having just an enormous amount of respect for farmers, ranchers, shop owners, doctors, housewives, you name it. Every walk of life. And in typical fashion, Byron Dorgan schedules this in a small town of Castleton. I love Castleton, but it's a small town, so he thinks, less people, right? In a fire hall in the middle of the day. In the middle of the day. look, most people are working, right? They can't. But everybody just said, well, fine, I'm going to be there anyway. And it was packed. They had to move the fire trucks out. It was all about Obamacare. Now, fast forward to where we are in September of 2017. There is a bill on the table that would do something that I think is one of the better ideas that's coming along in a long time. Thank you, governors, for talking some common sense into Washington, D.C. And Governor Doug Burgum and 13, 14 other governors have signed a letter saying, do this. We support this. They're for this new plan, okay? Which basically block grants the dollars back to the states to care for people. Now, when you hear people like Senator Heidi Heitkamp talk about how horrible this is, and then it would rip away health care. That's the term she uses because Chuck Schumer told her to say it. Nancy Pelosi uses it. Amazing how Heidi Heitkamp uses the same words, folks, to talk about ripping away health care with this plan. Let me translate. The definition of ripping away by a liberal, letting you decide. Yeah, they're going to rip away you being able to decide. That's what they're ripping away. Isn't that how it's supposed to be? But see, Democrats don't want that. Socialized medicine fans don't want that. They don't want you to decide. They don't want the states to have this. They want power. and what power in big states. Good example. Here's a, what really irritates me more than anything about the fact that Heidi Heitkamp is not supporting this, and I think we need to do something about it, and you tell me if I'm wrong. I know there will be some in the audience that will say, what difference will it make? I'm going to go back to my opening point. You care about this. Do you not want to do everything you possibly can? You may still end up losing. True. But if you did everything you can, you're okay. But here's what I believe needs to happen. And I honestly believe if enough North Dakotans let Heidi Heitkamp know how important this is to fix once and for all, she will be forced to support it. And she'll have a good case to go to Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and say, I tried your rhetoric of ripping away health care from people. It didn't work. I'm still getting calls. People want me to support it. North Dakota gets more North Dakota Fair as well. And then, sorry, I got to go this way. If she wants to be reelected badly, most U.S. senators do. It's their lifelong mission to be reelected and adored and loved by all 99 of their colleagues and the rest of the political class. It's just a, and that's Republican and Democrat alike, right? It's a club. They love being in the club. They're addicted to the club. It's the swamp, and it's fun. You got a card to the swamp, okay? She wants back in. Badly. Really badly. Okay? Enough to traipse all across the country and go after millions of dollars in funds to try and hold that seat. Okay? If she sees her vote on this as threatening her election, her re-election, she might just flip. So here's what I'm going to suggest today. And we can talk about any of this that you'd like to. Because I don't see anything but good for North Dakota. If you take the worst possible case, it's the same amount of dollars that come to North Dakota, just way more flexibility and way more efficiency with those dollars because it's handled at the state levels, not through this bureaucracy. They screw things up. Example, four of the biggest liberal states out east, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Chris Christie, that's why he's whining about this. The four biggest states out east, there's New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and one other, I forget. And they have 20% of Medicare recipients, and guess what? They get 40% of the funding. Interesting. Inefficient, see? That's how it works now. Time to end it. So, the other thing I would quickly add on her opposition is she likes to talk about what would happen in 2026. Because the current law, Obamacare, right now, for instance, let's use North Dakota, we get $3.05 billion between 2020 and 2026. Under this new legislation, North Dakota would get $3.90, so just about $4 billion between the same time frame. Okay? So that's $850 million more. This is an analysis that Senator Hoeven's office did. Now, Senator Heitkamp likes to say, well, what about 2026? All these terrible things are going to happen. Oh, it'll be awful. They use this all the time. That's like saying they wouldn't fund defense. Right? I mean, they're going to fund it. That's the woulda, shoulda, coulda. That's about the worst they can say. So here's what I'm going to suggest, and I think this could do it. I, again, am open to your telling me this is a bad idea, a crazy idea, why do we bother, whatever. But here's what I think we should do. I don't remember the last time I gave out a telephone number for Senator Heidi Heitkamp's office. Probably was, I remember what it was for, just not when it was. Todd, you may be able to help, because I think it might have been even in the cafe. It was on the gun debate. It was when Obama had gun legislation, and she opposed some gun-grabbing legislation that he had. And I remember some lobbyists came on and said, everybody's praising Senator Heitkamp for opposing Obama. Really, all she did was listen to her constituents because the phones rang off the hook at her office. That was exactly right. But it made a difference, folks. It made a difference. So I'm going to give you a telephone number. Grab a pencil. Write this down. And if you believe Obamacare should be repealed and replaced with an effort. The new one that will be voted on next week. Here's our chance. How long have we been talking about this? Graham Cassidy, Heller Johnson. Call and tell her to support Governor Burgum. Call and tell her to support Senator Hoeven, Congressman Kramer. Enough of Obamacare. Vote for a plan that's better for North Dakota. All you're asking for is a yes vote to fix Obamacare. Next week. Here's the number. This is the one closest to her. All right. I mean, they run these numbers in the second they get them. Oh, we got another call, Senator. Oh, we got another call. 202-224-2043. All right. 202-224-2043. And by the way, if you call this program, they hear that too. It's transcribed, so they'll hear you. Give us a call, 800-228-0550.
Know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Oil company foreman listed up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy dealer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the financial benefits of Occupational Driver Safety Program.
When you have commercial vehicle drivers, you're automatically part of what's called CSA, which is basically the U.S. Department of Transportation's point system for companies. You know, we have a point system for drivers. Well, there's also a point system for companies. And when your drivers make mistakes, you accumulate points. And then when you accumulate so many points within a certain time period, you can flag an audit. It can be audited. Your vehicles can be inspected, all your driver records, and those audits rarely come out well. So there's a huge financial incentive to make sure that they're all properly trained and they're driving their trucks correctly, not violating any of those statutes.
To learn more about implementing a driver safety program in your workplace, contact the NDSC at 701-223-6372.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Let your voice be heard right here, ladies and gentlemen, on the program. You think this is a good idea? I just, on one hand, feel like, okay, is this sort of a broken record of this is a bad idea? This is the wrong way to think. This is the wrong way to vote. I mean, it's a long ways off from a Senate race. Do we really need to I started focusing on it now, and, you know, just kind of keeps coming up again and again and again. So then today I'm like, you know, not sure that our fine listeners want to engage yet again on the unfortunate voting record of Senator Heidi Heitkamp. I'm kind of tired of it. It's very obvious to me, and they, you know, to me, we'll settle it in November, right? I mean, talk about it when it's necessary, when it's obvious. But now with this vote scheduled next week on an issue that we have been talking about, when you look at what was proposed in the campaign of 2008, and then a new administration in 2009, and here we are in 2007. We've been talking about this and the pain from it for a long time. A long time. And every time we've talked about it on this program, it is 20 to 1 of people who have absolutely paid more in premiums, higher deductibles, disrupted their care, all kinds of horror stories. All kinds of them. So then I say, well, wait a minute. We have an obligation, don't we, to say if we've expended that amount of energy on how horrible it is, and here we have a chance to fix it. I really wish the same pressure had been put on Senator Heitkamp last go around when I guess we thought the votes were there, and then Senator McCain went goofy. And what happened after that? We were all very frustrated. So should we save the frustration this time? Can we save the frustration this time? Tell me. Tell me, okay? What should we do? I honestly believe if you get serious about letting your voice be heard on this and calling Senator Heitkamp, you could make a difference. We could see something momentous next week. And ironically, probably help her political fortunes. She would be a major maverick for bucking Chucky Schumer and everybody else. I don't care. Do the right thing. Fix this once and for all. So that's my take. I think we should work the phones. You tell me. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503, or you can text me at 701-367-2054. Brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Home of the 4-for-4 special. I can't talk about it enough because it is literally the best deal you'll get. Lunch, dinner, snack time, you name it. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, or drink of your choice. Two of the best cookies on earth, four items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. And Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks are part of the family now, too, at PetroServe USA. You own the pump, too. Register for your share of $50,000 given away at PetroServe USA. Every week they draw new winners, and you got to get in with your name again. Register right there. Simple as that. Here's a texter that says, the new plan still forces people to buy coverage they don't need. Why should a 59-year-old woman or a 62-year-old man be forced to buy maternity coverage? No. Just because the states get gobs of money doesn't necessarily mean it's a good plan, needs more work. I don't know about the details of what this person is talking about. That was one of the mandated things that I thought was ridiculous in the previous plan. But I would tell you, in my mind, this texter is succumbing to the typical swamp behavior. I find something I don't like in this, even though there's some really good in it, I think it needs more work. No, 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 no. That's how we get more and more of Obamacare. So we got a bunch of senators that can't agree and John McCain in the middle of the night going thumbs down. No, it's always better if the states have control. Always. It's closer to you. You got a heck of a lot more access to Governor Doug Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, John Godfrey, the insurance commissioner, and other state officials that would administer than you would ever hope to have at the state level. Ever. Another texter says, all I can say is shame on both houses of Congress for getting us into this mess. Obamacare, national debt, our insane income tax rates. It's about time we elect some people who put American citizens first and not special interests. Go Trump. Well, I'm frustrated with you as well, and I think that's a big reason Donald Trump won and left on the map 16 other Republicans there on the mat. But I would say what you're talking about there is the long-term effort to fix this. I'm talking about focusing on something that is a pain point. And if it's not a pain point, tell me it's not a pain point. I'm just telling you, anytime we talked about it, anytime I count up texts, calls, emails, any discussion, 20-1. 20-1. Real people, real stories from the Northern Plains saying, it's awful. Obamacare's got to go. I pay more. I can't get coverage. Premiums are higher. Horrible. Pain points off the charts. So, folks, listen to me, please. Listen to me. Don't get caught up in swamp talk. If you agree it's got to go, there's a vote next week that could make it happen. Senator Heitkamp could make it happen. She works for us. Call her. Call her. Vote yes on this bill. Call her. Give the states more flexibility. Let her know. It can make a difference. Or as I say, call the program. They'll hear you. Trust me, they'll hear you. 202-224-2043 is her number in D.C. Bismarck number 258-4648. Write a handwritten note. Deliver it. They hear about it. Fargo office 232-8030. Dickinson 225-0974. And all these offices, we might as well use them. They're paid for by you. People answering the phones in every one of them. I mean, they should work, shouldn't they? Grand Forks has an office. Of course they do. 775-9601. Minot has an office. 852-0703. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people answering phones at Senator Heidi Heitkamp's office right now. Right now. That can jot down a little note from you and make a difference. Think this is the right approach. Tell me if I'm crazy. Bev in Willow City, you're next. Hi, Bev.
Hello there. I would like to ask a question, but I've got to explain a little bit. The Republicans voted many times to end Obamacare when it was in session and when Obama was the president. After President Trump was elected, they no longer seem to want to get rid of it. They want to fix it or something. Well, we heard a reason for that, and I'm wondering if it's so.
Well, I want to hear what your reason is, but I need to do it on the other side of the break, Bev. So just do me a favor. Stay right where you're at. We'll be back after the short timeout on 179.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables. And Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen custom. Customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best-playing, best-built, only-in-America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thompson and Sons is a place that can save you considerable dollars. So if you pull out the P&L from the month and you say, all right, it's just getting a little less, what's going on there? Maybe take a look at the maintenance cost. They are managing that for about 600 buildings now with preventative maintenance. Find out more on the website, hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. One of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind, and we appreciate them. All right, 28 before the top of the hour. We have a lot of time to chat today, and I'm a little spun up about taking this moment, and mostly because we spend a lot of time on this program with the pain points of Obamacare. And it's so frustrating, it's heart-wrenching, really, to hear of people who have been through the ringer because of what their government has done to them to try and quote-unquote help, okay? And now we have an opportunity, once and for all, something we've talked about for a long time, to repeal Obamacare and get this back to the states. Governor Doug Burgum's in favor of it. Senator John Hoeven's in favor of it. Congressman Kevin Cramer's in favor of it. Senator Heidi Heitkamp is not, saying it will rip away healthcare from people. Now, I'm looking at the plan. I'm looking at analysis of the plan. I don't see where it rips away anything. Now, there are choices that you get. There is flexibility and efficiency at the state level. But I don't think the state of North Dakota is going to be in the business of ripping away healthcare, especially when there's more dollars coming to them. So what is that? That is rhetoric. That is propaganda. The same language Chuck Schumer uses, Nancy Pelosi uses, and it says to me, something's rotten in Denmark. My take is, if you engage on this issue, if you in fact want this change, once and for all, and this has got to be a last chance. I don't know that everybody thought we were going to get another chance after the last go-around, and a plan emerged, and is close to getting the votes. So we got a shot. This is it. In my mind, if you let Senator Heitkamp know you feel strongly about this, if you want this change, it'll happen. And several of you have texted that her office line is busy now. That's a really good sign. That means you're engaged. You're doing it. You're picking up the phone. You're letting your voice be heard. That's fabulous. Somebody else wanted the number again, 202-224-2043. That's the Washington office. But she has a Bismarck office, 258-4648. You're there. Fargo, 232-8030. Dickinson, 225-0974. Grand Forks, 775-9601. Minot, 852-0703. All right, Bev, you have a theory on why what you're talking about is that there were many votes to repeal Obamacare. Then President Trump comes in, and there is a Republican Congress and a Republican president. All of a sudden, the Senate doesn't have the votes to do it anymore. Very frustrating. Do you have a theory on why that is?
Well, yeah, and we heard that they were complaining now. After Obamacare got started, we heard that Congress members, when they got on it, even they were complaining about the high cost of premiums. Then Obama searched his emergency funds. Now, a president always has funds for unforeseen events. He found one for helping people. He wrote an executive order and funded it, and to help members of Congress pay their premiums. Now, we heard this fund paid as much as 70% of their insurance premium. Well, that's a lot of money. My question is, is this so? If this is so, is this why now Republicans want to fix Obamacare instead of get rid of it? I don't know whether it's so. Do you have ways of finding out if he did buck up the congressman's insurance so they got a Cadillac insurance and the rest of us pay through the nose?
Yeah, though, for instance, Senator Hoeven and Congressman Kramer have told us previously they're on just the same plan everybody else is, and it's cost them both more money, all right? So they're not on any quote-unquote Cadillac plan. So I think you can opt out or opt in. Or
what about Mitch McConnell?
Yeah, I don't know about Mitch McConnell. I don't know, but what you're describing would be politically very... very perilous, Bev. I
believe it would be, but we don't know whether that's happening or not.
I know. Let them know. Let them know what you think. You're in North Dakota, so Senator Heitkamp would be a prime example. If you're in Minnesota, Klobuchar and Franken, and South Dakota, obviously you got a couple of Republicans down there, and Rounds and Thune, who are in favor of this. Tester out in Montana would be another one. Ryan on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I appreciate you giving the number out and that stuff, and I did make a phone call. It was busy probably 6 or 7 times, and I finally got through. And I kind of let that representative understand that, okay, we voted her in. North Dakota voted her in, okay? But she needs to listen to the constituents of the state of North Dakota. You know, she'll say, well, my Democrats that voted me in, we don't want this bill passed and that stuff. So I kind of explained to them, you know, this whole DAPL thing, when that was going on, she stuck her head in the sand and wasn't nowhere around. Well, she believed that she got elected by the Democrats and that's what they wanted to do. Why didn't she stand up then? It's the swamp. It is. It's 100% the swamp. And I said she cannot fill her pockets full of money. She's got to take care of the constituents back here in North Dakota. And we want her to vote yes on this bill, period. And, you know, there might be 20% of the people that don't want her to and that stuff, but she's got to listen to the constituents, because when the DAPL process happened, she stuck her head in the sand and she was nowhere to be found for 2 months, 3 months, you know. And if she's so serious about, she's running with all these people, Schumer, Waters, Pelosi. That's what she's doing out there. She's not running for the constituents and the people of the state of North Dakota. And it's getting sickening.
Thanks for engaging, Ryan. Really appreciate that and sharing a little bit of your story. I'm hearing that from others. Dickinson, the listener, just said Senator Heitkamp's office being slammed right now. It took me almost a minute to get through to leave my message. So it sounds like it'll take a little time. That's good. I mean, and I hope there's some momentum in this. And when you're hearing Ryan and you're hearing that text and you're saying, well, I better do my part too. And, you know, look, what they're interested in is how many people are calling, number one, and number two, what are they telling me to do? So if you want to share your story like Ryan did, that's great, but you don't have to. You can just call a number and say, vote Yes, I want Obamacare gone. That's all they need to hear, you know. Give the states the dollars. Just vote yes. Vote yes next week. Fix this health care mess. Dave and Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. Yeah, I called three times. I got through on the third try, which kind of surprised me. And I asked her to give a message to Heitkamp to support the repeal of Obamacare. And I was a little bit baffled by her response because she said, okay, so do you want her to support the amendment? And, well, I said yes. And then after I hung up, I thought, why did she choose the word amendment? Is this an amendment or is it a bill?
My understanding is it's a bill. I mean, you could say GCHJ if they give you any gobbledygook. I mean, she knows what you're saying. And the, you know, some person answering the phone shouldn't expect you to be some legislative aide all of a sudden. Yes, on the amendment is, and no, I want Obamacare repealed. I want a yes vote on the bill. Is Graham Cassidy Heller Johnson, but you could say Lindsey Graham's bill. I mean, he's the guy that, you know, first started cooking it up, you know, sending it back to the states. But she, you know,
well,
she
made
knows.
Me wonder if they're trying to sway my desire by asking me that question. Do you want to support the amendment? I didn't know what he, I said yes, but then after I hung up, I got a little confused by that.
I'm a little confused by it too. I don't know what she's talking about. I have a couple of calls in. One, we had Rick Santorum scheduled yesterday during our chat with Congressman Kramer, who obviously spent an hour with us and a good deal of time on this point yesterday. And also looking to schedule some folks from the White House to talk about it too, so we can get some more particulars. But it's safe to say if you're calling and saying, I want you to vote to repeal Obamacare, vote for the Graham bill, vote yes, she's getting the message, for sure.
Yeah, that's what I did. Okay, thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it very much. Telephone number, by the way, for Senator Heitkamp's Washington office is 202-224-2043. 202-224-2043. That's the D.C. office. If you're in Bismarck, you can call 258-4648. If you're in Fargo, 232-8030, Dickinson, 225-0974, Minot, 852-0703, Grand Forks, 775-9601. Mark in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, this is Mark in Fargo. Listen, politics is perception, and Heidi Heitkamp has perception that what's happening inside of the Beltway is everything. She's being carefully managed by liberal senators from other states to make sure she goes along with the program. The question is, what can we do inside the Beltway to change her perception of what reality is? Because right now she thinks everything beyond the Beltway doesn't count. You see what I'm saying?
Sadly, yeah, I do. What do you think we should do?
Well, You have to talk to other senators and congressmen that she caucuses with, that not just the one congressman and the one other senator, because she's been being besieged by the Democrats, and her perception of what's really going on is clouded by what she sees inside the Beltway. She's got
has to be. What you're describing has to be the case, Mark. Otherwise, how else could she support socialized medicine versus a federalist approach like letting the states do this? This is a clear A or B choice here.
She's been given a story by the Democrats in Washington that somehow she'll get through the next election if they just help her with cash. But North Dakotans have more sense than that. They see past. I mean, Trump is proof of that. Cash does not buy an election. It just doesn't.
Texter says, I don't think any amount of phone calls will change Heidi's mind. We got to hit her where it counts in the voting booth. But she wants badly to be reelected. If she grasps the power of North Dakota voters saying, do not vote the way you're planning, she might wake up. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, folks. Bill and Stanley, Jim Grand Forks, John and Minot, Ed and Bismarck on deck on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specification. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Our nation uses about 800 million gallons of petroleum and petroleum products every day. We use this energy to heat our homes, fuel our cars and airplanes, and provide the feedstock for our nation's manufacturing and agriculture industries. It's in our clothes and shoes, cell phones, computers, makeup, contact lenses, even medicines and life-saving medical devices. Where does it come from? 2.5 million miles of pipeline transport this energy across the country. This is the most environmentally sensitive, safest, and least expensive way to transport the energy we need. At Energy Transfer Partners, our more than 10,000 employees monitor and manage a nationwide network of pipelines built to last with American materials, American workers, and American ingenuity, bringing energy to families like yours. Visit EnergyTransfer.com to learn more.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I just called the Bismarck office of Senator Heitkamp, told them that I would like her to vote yes to repeal Obamacare, and I backed it up with a vote yes on the Lindsey Graham bill. The lady was very polite and said she would get the information, get the information to Senator Heitkamp. How about that? Yeah. Another says Heidi doesn't listen to her constituents. She listens to her donors. Another says, Heitkamp will not listen to all North Dakotans, just her supporters from California, New York, Washington. Better listen to us, Senator. You'll get voted out of office. See, that's the motivator here. That's the motivator. And I know some of you are saying it doesn't matter. It won't work. You know, no amount of calls will do it. And here's one text that says, I don't think any amount of calls will change Heidi's mind. We got to hit her where it counts in the voting booth. I guess I read that one earlier. True. That's an understandable thought process when you're dealing with member of Congress. Will it make what a matter? Should I even bother? It comes back to what I said at the beginning. Let's not get to Wednesday when this vote happens and say we didn't do everything we could. All right? I don't want to spend another 2 hours on the radio saying Senator Heitkamp do the right thing. I'm sorry, I don't, because she should know better. But I have to. And I have to implore you to do the same. And we don't give out phone numbers to her office very often, even though we disagree on many of her votes. This is that important. We've been talking about it a long time, and it's an opportunity for the states to have. This is federalism, folks. This is the way it's supposed to be. Is it perfect? Probably not. But it's a lot better than the mess we have. And if you make the effort to call, I believe it can make a difference. If she gets more calls on this than she's ever gotten on anything before, trust me, she's going to have to think long and hard. She may end up saying, screw it, stick it to him. I'm going to do it just like I planned to do it. Chuck Schumer wins. Fine. And, you know, that's the way it was going to be anyway. But we have a chance. We have a chance if we battle. Okay? So why not do it? All right. Let's see here. Who's waiting to chat? And then we got to get Jim the Flagpole guy in here. Looks like Jim in Grand Forks has been waiting the longest by a few seconds. So where is my mouse? What in the world? There. It's made it over there. There we go. Jim, Grand Forks. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Scott. See, the one thing that I've been listening, and, you know, everything has gone up for deductibles. It's gone up for the premiums, but the other thing, too, I'm 51. I've got type 2 diabetes. The prescriptions have just gone absolutely insane. From $150 a month I'm paying for medications I got to take to going up to $500 a month. And it seems to be something that's kind of pushed off to the side because everything else has gone up so much more. But it's just like a double, triple whammy. We just keep adding more and more and more on top of everything.
Yeah, so what do we do about it? Is it enough of a pain point where you're mad and you're engaged and you want to fix it?
Oh, you damn straight. I'm very much focused on getting into the people in the state because it's the people in Washington aren't going to change until we turn over those people who are in Washington and we get some new people in there.
You making a call to Senator Heitkamp today?
Oh yeah, I'll be on the phone with Senator Heitkamp and. You know, everybody just take 10 minutes of your day and just let them make these people understand that, hey, this is our country. You serve us. We don't serve you. And let's get our position and our posture right. And if you don't want to work for us, that's fine. Go somewhere else. Don't sit here and try and tell us, oh, well, this is better for you, because it is not.
Appreciate that passion on the issue. I really do, Jim. Thank you very much. Let's go next to Ed in Bismarck. Ed, go ahead.
Morning.
Hi there.
Hello.
We got you, Ed. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, you know, about 4 years ago, I had a problem. I retired from the military, and I had a problem, so I called Holden's office, and I called Heitkamp's office, and both offices told me they'd get back to me. Holden's office got back to me in 2 days. I'm still waiting for Heitkamp's office to get back to me. She is for Heitkamp. She will never, ever care about the people in North Dakota. And I tell you, if you go back to when she was Attorney General, she screwed this state good. But the people here in North Dakota, for some reason, can't see it. They got blinders on.
Wow. Very interesting. Yeah, very interesting. Ed, I hope Senator Hoven took care of your problem, and I'm glad that you shared the story with us. Thanks a bunch. Make sure you call today. John in Minot, you're next. Go ahead.
I called Katie, and they answered on the first ring, which really surprised me. All three of our congressional delegates in Washington, D.C. say they're on Obamacare. and the taxpayer pays 73% of the premium for delegates and their staff.
And I'm sorry, I missed that last part. What?
73% of them is paid for by the taxpayers for all three of our congressional delegates for their staffers.
For their staffers, yeah. I don't know about the staff. As I mentioned, Senator Hovind, and Congressman Kramer have talked about being on different plans themselves. Oh, actual Obamacare plans, suffering through with everybody else and being costed a lot of money. Not different plans. Appreciate the call. More coming up.
228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
New York City. There's no other city like it anywhere in the world. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Henry, host of What's on Your Mind. My wife Maria and I are again hosting a trip to New York City with you, our fine listeners. We've done this for several years, and we love it, showing you the sights of New York City, because really, there's something for everyone. Broadway shows, like Phantom of the Opera. Do you know that's the longest-running musical ever? It's an incredible show. Great story. There's a brand new one that's hot right now. Beautiful. The Carole King musical. You got to see that. Radio City's Christmas Spectacular featuring the Rockettes. That's just pure entertainment. We'll go to the 9/11 Memorial and Museum to observe that somber place where the attack on our soil happened. Plus, we'll go to the top of the all-new One World Observatory and see that all-new view from what used to be One World Trade Center. Good restaurant dining and so much fun. Will you join us? GroupTravelPlanners.com has the details. GroupTravelPlanners.com or call Jason 952-898-0008.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.